This week on the Rough Draft Diaries, as we continue our series on Black History Month, we're talking to a sports legend.
Okay, my name is Chuck Geely. I've been a player from the Toledo Rockets. I just became part of the College Football Hall of Fame. I'm semi-retired, and I do some work for some Ford dealerships in the area just as a coach and just some time things to keep me busy and communicating with other people.
Chuck Geely makes his journey to the College Football Hall of Fame sound simple or straightforward, but it's the complete opposite. It's rather shocking, actually. Geely grew up in Portsmouth, Ohio. He started playing football at a young age. After completing an undefeated 18-0 record at Notre Dame High School, he went on to the University of Toledo. From 1969 to 1971, Geely, as the Toledo Rockets quarterback, helped bring home three consecutive undefeated seasons. His record was 35-0, which means throughout high school and college, Geely has an undefeated record, a record he, at the time and even now, doesn't seem to notice.
No, I really didn't. I mean, I never saw myself as the individual in that mindset. After game 33, going into game 34, standing in front of the Rocket thing right there at the stadium, I said, I don't think we really know what we just did here. I didn't know if anybody else had done it because nobody said anything to me about it. So I never saw myself as sort of anything. I mean, just playing with my buddies. And I guess that maybe made it a little easier for my mindset not to feel the pressure.
Chuck may not have felt any pressure, but you could imagine that the NFL draft would. To this day, Chuck's winning streak stands as the most consecutive wins by a quarterback in college football history. So when Geely entered the NFL draft in 1972, you would think all 26 of the league's teams would be rushing to pick him up. But instead, the opposite happened. Every single team passed on him, not once, but 17 times.
At that time in American history, in American NFL ball, they didn't have any African-American quarterbacks. I realized where I was positioned in their mindset. Their mindset was not to have an African-American quarterback. And I mean, I knew the nature of the world and the country at that time when it came to that position in a quarterback. And so I wanted to make it very clear that I did not have to do that, play another position just because I wanted to play in the NFL. And I think my degree and the ways that I was looking at things gave me that power in my own mind. That was not something that I felt that I had to do and play another position just to play in the NFL.
Chuck Geely received his degree in business economics at the University of Toledo. And it was that, not his winning streak in football, that was his main focus. Creating a foundation and a future through education was more important to Geely than football. Through education, he received the ultimate bargaining chip, the freedom to choose.
Yes, it was a freedom thing. And I think, and when I try to talk with young kids and young people, is I think my degree and my education that I built on gave me a sense of power to be able to have options that I can look at. The control to me for most young people is in education and how they can sort of create this environment that they can be able to make choices that are not sort of predicated about because you have to or you want to. And I think that when I graduated from Toledo, I had some choices I could make. And it wasn't that me having to be hungry to play in the NFL at another position that wasn't mine. What I had in my other hand was my education.
Although Ely's main focus was not on football, it still found him, this time north of the border. Geely joined the CFL, the Canadian Football League. He led the Hamilton Tiger Cats to the CFL title as a rookie, becoming the first black quarterback to do so in league history. He retired in 1978, but in total, Geely played seven seasons in the CFL, passing for 13,326 yards and 82 touchdowns. With his track record throughout high school, college, and professionally, it seems Geely would be an early choice for the College Football Hall of Fame. But just like the NFL draft, he was passed over time and time again. It took up until now, 2022, for Geely to finally be inducted. It's a moment that Geely celebrates with his typical, unwavering sense of optimism.
If they even inducted me 30 years ago, I would go in there and nothing else was being said about me. But because it didn't happen, every year almost it seems, this came up as an issue of why not. It just created an avenue for my kids to grow up hearing it and knowing it. My grandkids now know it. every year my name sort of came up, or every other year the question came up, why not? And I think the better thing down the road was there's been generations of people who have heard about my name with my team and what we did as a group that never would have happened if I had gone in probably when it could have happened and should have happened. And so you just take the good with the bad. And so now that it's done, no more conversation. You just take what you can get.
Chuck brings, as I mentioned earlier, this unwavering sense of optimism to every project he's connected with. He calls it his undefeated spirit, something he inherited from his mother, who always focused on the possibilities and looked beyond the negativity. Chuck is now looking to find this undefeated spirit in other individuals. It's actually the name of the program, Undefeated Spirit. Through youth mentoring, high school, and college awards, Chuck is creating his own community of optimistic game changers.
Working with the foundation, the Undefeated Spirit program we have there in Toledo, and encouraging and recognizing young men and women who are trying to get through that process and understand the value of education and the direction they go in building off of that. I think that that's kind of like where I am right now, and I'll take each year as it comes and see what happens.
I'm Haley Taylor, and thanks for listening to this episode of the Rough Draft Diaries.